Gaydia, almost 8:15. Hello there.
Hello. Good morning. How goes it?
You were going to say Guten Morgen then. I could feel
it. No, I don't generally say that because I never learned German at school, not like you.
Oh, yes. Guten Morgen, wie geht's?
You're very good. You're very fluent.
Danke, danke.
Yes. Anyway, I'm actually really getting into The Voice this season.
Yes. I think it's going to Boy George.
Yeah, absolutely. Boy George and Paloma. And quite right they put them in the middle because they are the best and the most interesting judges. Mm. In my opinion. Anyway, yesterday, just after the show, we only went and caught up with someone that was on the show at the weekend.
Right, Emma Goswell, I think it's fair to say I was absolutely fuming on Saturday night watching The Voice, because there is an act on that definitely should have been turned for, the amazing drag queen. It's Davina De Campo, and I'm pleased to say she joined us. Apparently she's at the airport. Oh. She joined us now. Give her a rip on. Morning, Davina.
Morning, gorgeous.
Good morning. How are we all doing?
Oh, we're all right. Now, are you?
I'm actually sat just past passport control. They've actually allowed me to leave the country.
I was going to say, it was quite upsetting that you have to leave The Voice, but is it that bad that you have to leave the country?
Well, you know, I mean, I'm so worried about what everybody else is going to say about me down the vile mile.
Well, look, before we talk about your experience on The Voice, let's hear some. This is Davina De Campo from Saturday Night on The Voice. I mean, it's so amazing.
Extraordinary.
Amazing.
Voice.
Yeah.
What went wrong? Why did no one turn?
Well, I have no idea, actually. Mm. I have no idea because I personally think that I'm absolutely insanely amazing.
Well, you are, darling.
Talented and modest.
Exactly. And now listen, Davina, where did that voice come from? Because that is a trained voice, right?
When people say to me, oh, you're classically trained, I actually say, I'm not classically trained. I have had some classical training.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Because it's slightly different. You know, like, to be a properly trained classical singer, really, you're talking 7 years of hard graft.
Is that the sort of stuff that you normally sing, then? Do you tend to go for the classic? Do you tend to go for the sort of operatic sound?
No. Because, well, you know, like I said on the programme, although I don't think you saw it, actually, like at 2 o'clock in the morning, most people aren't that interested in listening to somebody caterwauling.
Yeah.
So, you know, most of the time I'm singing sort of pop stuff or musical things, and I do lots of rewrites as well. Like if you search Davina De Campo, The Voice, you get a rewrite that comes up that is probably not the rewrite that I was hoping would be the first one up.
But it's a bit of cheeky.
Yeah. It's kind of another level of cheeky.
Oh, it's blue. Oh, amazing.
What a laugh you've got.
I know, love it. So look.
Amazing.
So the judges, I think it's fair to say, right, Ricky looked a little bit shell-shocked when he turned.
He did.
Will I Am looked gutted, but I think Paloma and Boy George were like, oh God, if only we could have seen you. What was the reaction like kind of afterwards from them?
They were all just really, really lovely. Mm. And Ricky didn't get to talk at all. Like Will I Am said it, oh, I feel like I'm really effed up. And Boy George was, you know, they were all very complimentary.
Yeah.
And the thing with The Voice is, like, it's not like the other ones where they're going, you're not good enough. They wouldn't really know what to do with that. Do you know what I mean?
That voice.
That Exactly.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's totally fine with me.
I'm just going to do a little bit of... Bing bong. Just want to play a little bit of fantasy with you now, Davina.
Oh, hello.
So just imagine that you're redoing the audition and they're all four turned round. I probably can guess the answer, but who would you have picked as a judge?
Is this Snog, Marry, Avoid?
Yeah, go on.
Yeah, go on then. Who would you snog?
Who would you snog?
Oh, gosh. Oh, I'd snog Will.i.am.
Will.i.am. Oh, yeah, me yeah. too. Who would you marry, Davina?
I'd probably marry Paloma, actually.
Really? Because,
yeah, she's
well,
lovely.
You know, life would always be interesting, wouldn't it? Because she's certainly got toys in the attic, that girl, obviously.
She has. We've met her and interviewed her two times, and both times it was quite an experience,
yeah.
wasn't it, Em?
She's a character.
She is. She's brilliant, yeah. And who would you avoid?
Oh, no, that means I've got to avoid one of the others.
You've invented this game.
Oh, well, I wouldn't avoid Boy George.
No.
So, sorry, Ricky. He was really lovely to me, but sorry.
Yeah. I just love the fact that we're battling against airport noises. Where are you, like, in security at the moment?
Yeah, I'm literally sat in security.
Are you being body searched? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, I'm just waiting for a cavity search at the moment.
Lucky you,
sounds
darling.
Where are you off? Where are you going?
I'm actually going on a gay cruise.
Oh, yes. Where?
I think it's around the Caribbean. I didn't book it. My lovely husband, Mr. Yarwood, booked it. Le Poir's going to be on it, and so is Charlie Hyde.
Two massive
like
friends
a
of the show.
Holiday.
Oh my God. Can we connect to the cruise ship?
Yeah.
Can we get a line fitted so we can just see what's going on the whole time?
Well, I've got an iPad, you know, I'm
brilliant FaceTime.
Sure work out some FaceTime Skyping or something like that.
Brilliant. Great. I'm all very excited now after. So are you flying to Miami, is that right?
Yes, so we fly to Miami.
Yeah.
And we spend a few days there, so of course we'll go to Fort Lauderdale. I think that's where all the gays live.
Yeah, we've been. Yes, few and far. South Beach, there's a lot of muscle.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I'm going to look really out of place, aren't I?
Well, we did.
We definitely did. And we can highly recommend the Museum of Erotic Art.
Oh, yes,
South
we sat on
Beach.
A 6 foot... there.
Well, I'll tell you how that goes down when I get there.
That's our travel tip.
Sit on a 6 foot... You're welcome, Davina De Campo. There you go. That's brilliant. And what happens next after this kind of, you know, because, I mean, you've been introduced to the nation. We can't just let it stop, right?
No. Well, I don't know if you know about the RuPaul's Drag Race Ambassador.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I did make a video for that. You can find it on YouTube. That's Davina De Campo.
Lovely.
For that. And don't forget, Davina is 2 eyes, D-I-V-I-N-A, 2 eyes, 1 A, and the A is big. and then I'm also involved with Holy Trinity. So we've got National Treasures Tour, we've got Adore Delano's album launch, we've got Trixie and Katya for Halloween. That's quite a long way away. It's not Halloween. It's for Valentine's Day.
It's like blimey.
Very similar.
We are getting a year's schedule here. I'm just like going through the calendar marking it in.
So you know, any
loads going on
that you know I'm working, you'll be able to steal lovely precious objects from my house. And that'll be great.
Brilliant. Well, look, Davina, look, best of luck and have an amazing time on this gay cruise.
Thank you so much.
Give her a
lovely
ripple,
to
please.
Talk to you all.
And to you. It's Davina De Campo! Oh.